Al Jazeera Podcasts.
We begin in southern Gaza, where the Rafah border crossing has been closed on the Palestinian side due to the presence of Israeli tanks, according to the border authority. Israeli tanks are now blocking the main artery bringing humanitarian aid into the strip, parts of which are already experiencing a full-blown famine. That comes after a night of heavy Israeli bombardment in Rafah and southern Gaza. At least 14 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli strikes just in the past few hours. The attacks follow a unanimous vote by the Israeli war cabinet to continue its operation in the city and come despite Hamas saying that it's ready to accept a ceasefire deal. Well, Israel has ordered at least 100,000 Palestinians to leave eastern Rafah. Since the war began, Israel has forced Palestinians to leave the north from Gaza City to Deir el-Balah in the center, to Khan Yunis in the south, and then to Rafah. Nearly 1.5 million Palestinians are crowded into Rafah in the southernmost point of the strip. And now the Israeli military has ordered all residents and displaced people to leave the eastern neighborhoods of Rafah. It says they must move to the Al-Mawasi area near the coastline. So just hours before Israel renewed its attacks on Rafah, Hamas said it had accepted a ceasefire deal. And for a short while, Palestinians in Gaza thought the war was over. But the celebrations were brief, as Israel said the deal doesn't meet its requirements. The deputy head of Hamas in Gaza, Khalil al-Hayya, has said that the group received assurances from mediators about the potential deal.
Mediators told us that the US president is clearly committed to ensuring the implementation of the agreement. The ball is now in the court of the Israeli occupation. We informed the mediators that we agree completely with the proposal. The mediators now should put pressure on the Israeli side to agree as well, as soon as possible. But if the occupation wants to continue the war, the onus is on the mediators and the international community. But we did what we were supposed to do, and we're patient. We will own our land, and I think we did everything for our people. And in this stage of the negotiations, we achieved all the goals we talked about on the first day. A full ceasefire, the full withdrawal of the Israeli troops, the return of the displaced with no conditions, and the aid for our people, and a deal for the exchange of prisoners. We will continue until the end to free our captives from the occupation's jails.
On the Inside Story podcast, we examine Israel's decision to ban Al Jazeera, a move the network and rights groups have strongly condemned. But why now? And what are the implications for reporting on the war on Gaza? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.